Welcome to Illumination by Modern Campus, the leading podcast focused on transformation and change in the higher education space. On today's episode, we speak with Doug Harrison, who is Associate Dean of the Division of Applied Undergraduate Studies and the School of Professional Studies at New York University. Doug and podcast host Shauna Cox discuss the importance of applied learning models and creating a transformative experience for learners. Doug Harrison, welcome to the Illumination Podcast. It's great to talk to you.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, today we're going to be talking about applied learning models. And I just want to kick it off by first asking you, why is it crucial for higher education leaders to prioritize applied learning, especially in today's evolving job market?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it tracks a broader set of changes that we're seeing both in education and in the economy and industry, away from credentialing, which has historically been the way that higher ed has thought about what it's producing, to a skills-based and skills-forward approach to what higher ed is providing. And so the move to applied learning is really a recognition that what industry and business is looking for is an assurance that what we're educating for is the relevant skills that employers need and workers want on the job and in life and work. And so that's both enduring skills that are really grounded in the liberal arts and humanities education that provides the ability for people to be resilient in life and work and change careers and focus and evolve in lifelong learning. And it's also the ability to respond to the rapid pace of change in a technology-driven economy. So applied learning is really the ability for students in higher education to do the things that they're going to experience in life and work, as opposed to a more credentialed experience that emphasizes theory. Theory is important, but there has to be that move from theory to praxis. And that's where applied learning is really central to giving people the ability to experience and do the things that they'll be asked to do in life and work.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, typically in a higher education structure, you know, the higher education always hasn't been the fastest at moving and innovating and things like that. So when we're talking about, you know, a rapidly evolving job market and trying to keep pace with that, that might be a little more intimidating to higher ed institutions. So what are some of the main obstacles that an institution might be facing when they want to develop and scale those applied learning initiatives?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good point, right? I mean, higher education is still largely structured and organized and operates around models that are centuries, years old. And there are some good things about those dimensions of higher education, right? The emphasis on systems of knowledge and disciplinary cores. At the same time, what we see in a more technology-driven economy is a way of organizing knowledge and systems of knowing and doing in ways that don't always reflect how higher education has organized itself. If you just think about if you look at an organizational structure of a university, you have departments organized around fairly stable disciplinary divisions, and industry doesn't really, and the world, frankly, in terms of a global economy and society, doesn't really necessarily organize itself in that way. And so I think one of the big obstacles is the incentives that we structure into universities to perpetuate and continue to evolve knowledge in the organizational structures that the university is organized around doesn't really always align to or match the way that 21st century life and work is organized. Mm. And so there are some cultural disincentives sometimes in higher education to thinking about strong alignment to what a global society and an interdependent economy looks like in the 21st century. And so I think that can be really, it can drive resistance to or obstacles to a more applied career-oriented professional orientation to higher education.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know you just mentioned, you know, talking about structures, and, you know, higher ed has been here for, you know, centuries. And so those structures are very rigid and they're not easy to change overnight. So in order to get where institutions need to go for this applied learning model, what are some of those best practices or strategies that institutions can kind of leverage to overcome the challenges and successfully implement a applied learning model?
Yeah, so I think there are a couple of things we can think about here that are sort of interdependent. One is using the kinds of in School of Professional Studies at NYU, we use a faculty practitioner model. So most of our faculty are working professionals in the fields that they're teaching in. And so our students tell us all the time that that's a really critical differentiator for us is that they're not just learning about the thing, they're learning from it, and it's the curriculum and the application of that knowledge is being brought alive by people who are in the industries and in the fields and in the careers that they seek to either reskill or upskill in. And so that's a critical dimension for us. That gives us a really valuable source of intelligence about what's going on in the worlds of work that we're helping our students excel in. And so that's a really critical component. The other thing is I think a really strong partnership mindset and practice with business, industry, government, private sector, public sector, the fields that you're invested in, really having strong connections to those industry-defining employers. And so it's not just a matter of advisory boards. Those are kind of a classic higher ed model of staying connected with the ecosystem partners of applied learning, but really having direct connection with the frontline subject matter experts in the industry-defining employers who can sit with faculty and talk with the curriculum designers and the instructional technologists about what it is that we're seeking to construct around a curriculum, and then making sure that it's infused with the live intelligence and the business problems, the real-world application-oriented problems from business that can make sure what students are doing in the classroom is the thing that they'll experience on the job. And then I think the final thing I would say around this is to be really critically focused on what skills are driving the career areas that you're focused in, right? And so that means having a real insight into the data and the market signals that are driving the fields that you're invested in. And so knowing what the skills are even before maybe the job structures within an industry have started to change, the job descriptions that industries are searching for, those are really available now through big data sets that we can harness and leverage and know that we're infusing those skills into our curriculum in an ongoing way.
Absolutely. And I want to touch on the element that you were talking about when it comes to, connections, both from an industry side of things, but also, internally. Collaboration seems to be, with other higher ed leaders that I'm speaking with, collaboration is now becoming more of a, stronger tactic to leverage to deliver that student experience that students want and quite frankly need. So how can universities collaborate either within their institution among departments or with other institutions or even engaging with their local community, as you mentioned, to establish a more robust and high quality applied learning model?
Yeah, so I think there's a the way that we're approaching this at NYU at SPS is to think about an ecosystem of kind of career relevant, workforce oriented, higher education applied learning. And so when we think about ecosystem partners, we think about it as both, yes, there's the university, we're the sort of push secondary partner in this process. There's also the K-12 system. New York City has the mayor's office has a robust investment in applied learning. Primarily through apprenticeships. And so we're a key partner with the mayor's office, with the K-12 system and the New York City public schools, with business and industry. And that includes not just the industries themselves, but also the community-based organizations that collaborate across industry-defined employers to accelerate diversification of the workforce and expansion of it. And so we work with all of those partners to make sure that we have a pathway from K-12 into higher ed that is focused on applied learning. And so we're building and launching apprenticeship degrees right now that help us make sure that the investments that the K-12 system is making in applied learning in the high school environment is also then mapping into our curriculum. And so we have pathways that we're constructing right now so that high school students who are doing apprenticeship pathways in the New York City public school system can then move that learning directly into our associate's and bachelor's degrees and receive co college credit for that learning. That requires a real mindset of collaboration. It can't just be about putting putting the shingle out that we're here as higher education, apply and we'll accept you. We have to really be working with these ecosystem partners across the pathways that bring students into our environment well before they think about applying to college. So it really is a mindset shift for higher ed to think more about the ways that we construct partnerships and pathways into career relevant college and career readiness education.
And you kind of alluded to it there. And what impact do these applied learning models have not only on the institution, but clearly its learners?
There are changes in the institution that have to happen, and I think positive impacts that we see. So as we begin to, not begin to, I mean, I think we've been doing this for a long time in the Division of Applied Undergraduate Studies at SPS as we're building some of these new pathways. What we see is a real emphasis on empowering learners to, in the classroom, begin to construct not just a vision of themselves as academic citizens, but also as professional and learners who can contribute meaningfully in the classroom. They see that then as a pathway to a career and its transformation. We know that, especially given the focus in career-relevant applied learning on the diversification of the workforce, we know that the transformational impact of higher education is vastly exponential for historically excluded populations, which are critical if we're going to really meet the workforce demands. We can't just continue to try to educate the same population, limited number of majoritarian populations that have been the dominant focus of workforce in the most of our history. So we've got to really focus on diversifying that. And when we expand the vision of who we're helping to educate, we see an exponential transformation in the ability to build and transfer intergenerational wealth. And it's amazing to see those kinds of transformations in the learners you work with in the classroom, right? To see the transformational difference that that makes. That is I think we hear it from our faculty, we hear it from our students, that really when we focus on giving people that opportunity for applied learning to not just read about something or to take an exam about something, but actually dive into a problem that exists in industry, right? That industry-defining employers are seeking solutions for, and empowering students to come up with solutions. That's amazing, right? They see themselves as capable of doing that thing. And it has a really transformational impact on their sense of self and their ability to contribute in life and work.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Well, Doug, that's everything that we have for you. But of course, being
Okay.
our podcast, we do have one little question for you. Now, I'm sure there's hundreds of choices, and I don't know how you're going to pick. But if someone's going out to New York, where do they need to go to eat?
They need to go to Cafe Clooney in the West Village. It's at West 4th and West 12th, down off of Greenwich Avenue. It's an amazing French bistro, cozy setting. Absolutely have the salmon, or if you're there for brunch, have the breakfast sandwich and just enjoy a kind of quintessential New York experience in the village.
Thank you so much, Doug. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you.
This podcast is made possible by a partnership between Modern Campus and The Evolution. The Modern Campus Engagement Platform powers solutions for non-traditional student management, web content management, catalog and curriculum management, student engagement and development, conversational text messaging, career pathways, and campus maps and virtual tours. The result? Innovative institutions can create learner-to-earner lifecycle that engages modern learners for life while providing modern administrators with the tools needed to streamline workflows and drive high efficiency. To learn more and to find out how to modernize your campus, visit moderncampus.com. That's moderncampus.com.